The Kerrville Folk Festival actually didn't start on this ranch. It started in Austin, and it was sort of the outgrowth of an arts festival. I think 1972 was the first.
I think it actually started in the town of Kerrville. It wasn't really in Austin, was it? It was actually in Kerrville at the auditorium in town were the first ones.
You're right, yeah. And I think part of the confusion in my mind, too, is that a large number of the musicians were part of the Austin community. Mm-hmm. People like George F. Walker and
Bobby Bridger. Bill and Bonnie Hearn.
Yeah, yeah. Butch Hancock.
Clarence Gatemouth Brown used to play here. I mean, we used to see Robert Shaw play Barrel House Piano every night at 6 o'clock. That was wonderful. Hondo Crouch, I told you about him before. He used to come out here and tell stories. Part of the redneck rock revolution of the 70s was what informed the Kerrville roster at the time. If you look at the programs at the time, you see people like Jerry Jeff Walker and Guy Clark and people who were writing and playing songs even back then.
So many come to mind too. Oh, Gary P. Nunn is a good Gary wrote the song "Want to Go Home with the Armadillo," and
and he was one of the original Lost Gonzo band guys that they're getting together for their reunion this time. It's Gary P. Nunn, John Inman, Robert Livingston, and Paul Piercy will be playing with them instead of who was. But there's the cornerstone of 70s Texas music right there. Rod Kennedy, who started the festival, used to run the first really amazing acoustic music room in Austin called the Checkered Flag a long time ago, and he was also a race car driver and an ex-Marine. He started the festival here with his wife Nancy Lee.